Les colloques du Collège de France.
Okay, so we now have a bit of time for further discussions, but I would like to start by thanking once more all the presenters of today for the really excellent talks. Thank you very much. And the room was not crowded. I hope the persons who were present did enjoy the day. And the talks were recorded, so and a lot of people have told me that they would really have liked to come but couldn't make it, so hopefully we'll have thousands of viewers and maybe more in the next few days or week. So for today, I think we have seen something I think a bit funny is that apparently we have a lot of data for plants to infer temporal trends, including back in time with our resurvey plots, but not much structure at the European level, at least for the structured monitoring scheme. Whereas for pollinators, we seem to have a highly structured community, but not so much data for now. It will come in the future. But we have seen that there are strong connections between the two, with the idea that plants that depend more on pollinators tend to decline more, and the resources for pollinators tend to change also. We have seen that there are some common patterns among the different countries that have data on temporal trends in plants. Climate is an obvious one. The impact of pollinator loss is also an obvious one. We have also seen that there are some differences, and in particular, eutrophication appears to be important in some countries, but in France, for example, we have tried to test that, and we have found no impact whatsoever of eutrophication, which may be due to the fact that the monitoring started later than other monitoring schemes, and this is something that we could explore. And also, some possible drivers have not been mentioned today. For example, the impact of pesticides for plants. So I don't know if it's because there is no signal for that, because it's been tested and detected, but none of us thought it was important to report it. So maybe this is something that we can discuss. And also, we've seen that there are still some statistical challenges to study these temporal trends, even within a structure monitoring scheme, but even more if we want to work with unstructured data, and if we want to maybe bring together some different data from some different sampling schemes with professional data, amateur data, and so on. So there are plenty of challenges for the future. And no, I don't know what you want to do. If you have any unasked question that you would like to ask now, any general thought on what we heard today, anything else?
Retrouvez tous les contenus du Collège de France sur www.college-de-france.fr.